When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm on. Hi. I mean, I'm on. Like, people hear me now? Hi, welcome to the best show. It's me, Tom. I'm not in the studio, but I'm here in spirit. And if you're hearing this, I am dead. No, I'm still alive. I'm just kidding. That's horrible. Why would I say that? No, I'm here in a city that's not the city we do the best show from, because I'm out and about trying to get things going, guys. You know how it goes. But holding it down back in the best show studio, it's like a cavalcade. It's like a who's who in there now. It's Mike, right? And then that's Jason. That's Dudio.
That is Dudio.
What's up, Dudio? What's the phone number, Dudio?
Oh, the phone number is 201-332-3484.
And Pat's there?
Pat is here. He's outside.
I'm here.
He's there.
And Kristen is there.
And Kristen is here.
I'm here. Everybody's there.
Everybody's
love it.
Everybody's here.
Yeah. And even me, who is out of the area for one night, is there. So yeah, so the phone number is 201-332. What is it again?
201-332-3484.
34, yeah.
Dead hug.
A dead hug.
Yes.
201 dead hug. So let's hear from some of those Grateful Dead fans. And so what's going on, Jason?
Oh, it's good. Just doing this, figuring out the technology behind this for us to pull this off. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
If it sounds this good, I might never come back.
You may never visit the studio.
Oh, this might be it. Yeah, what's the mood like there without me there? Because I can say, look, the mood, if you're not there.
Right.
The mood, look, I'm sad, but other members of the staff might be less sad, and the same goes for with Mike's not there. I've seen you do a little dance.
Yeah.
Not you, one of the other people. I'm not going to say who. I rescind saying it was you. Who
did I just give it away saying it was me, though?
Yeah, I think we both gave that away.
Yeah.
And then Pat, I think Pat's the exception. I think everybody likes Pat.
Yeah.
Unless I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe everybody doesn't like Pat anymore. Maybe the bloom's off the rose for Pat. yeah. But I can only imagine the glee from, I will name names. I can imagine just the glee from Mike that I'm not there. Finally, show continues without the bully isn't there.
Well, he booked guests for tonight.
He booked a guest.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's how excited he was about this, about having this opportunity. He booked a guest.
Yeah. The three of you, we haven't gotten a guest since David Crosby, too. 2.5 years ago.
Who just announced a new tour.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so maybe we can get him back.
Well, that sounds like a thrill. Does anybody know if he's going to play any CPR on that tour?
We can only hope.
I wouldn't want to see it unless he guarantees he'll play new stuff. I just don't want to go and hear him do Almost Cut My Hair and Ohio. I don't want to hear those songs. I want to hear something from the new album, Star,
Sky Trails.
What is it called?
Sky Trails.
What?
Sky Trails.
Chemtrails.
Sky Trails.
Sky Trails.
Is that you, Mike?
Yeah. How's it going, Tom?
I can hear the laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, dude, it's amazing. You, I'm not there. Suddenly the laugh is back.
Yeah.
Suddenly I hear, there's like a little brightness to your whole thing. I can hear it over this connection. I can hear, you're kind of into it.
I have to admit, my heart did sink when, the clarity of your voice almost sounded like you were here. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you thought I'd come through or something?
So this isn't really going to be a fill-in show, you know? It's kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had topics lined up and...
Thought I was hiding in the closet?
Mike
did send an email with several topics. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He didn't copy you on it.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Oh, don't worry. I mean, look, you guys don't realize... I've been with this guy longer than you guys. I know the playbook. I know this playbook. I've seen it in action for years.
I was trying to show a little initiative.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason, you're 4 years in with this guy.
Yeah, I know.
What am I, 15?
Yeah.
In with this?
I think it's 13.
Is it 13?
13, yeah.
I'm 13 years in with this guy. Uh-huh. I know. I feel like I'm Patton. I feel like Patton, where it's like, I've seen Mike. I read your playbook. I read your book. Not the playbook. Uh-huh. I'm not comparing you to Rommel, of course.
Thank you.
So you have some stuff lined up, Mike?
Yeah, I got a guest. I've got Jay Assing calling in a little later. He was drunk. From Twin Peaks, and
sure.
And what I didn't know was I read the David Lynch memoir Room to Dream, and what I didn't know was that he was David Lynch's assistant for a few years. So I figured he might have some interesting stories about his experience and some of the people he met. So I thought that could be interesting.
So I have to ask for a clarification, though, and that is. If the drunk calls back, is that more points?
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'll give Mike points. Not a...
Okay.
Guest on a filming show.
Yeah. How many points was he worth before?
I think he was 50.
Yeah, in there.
50?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll still say it's 50.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There's something to the idea that you got this guy to come back again.
So, I want him to be a regular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shows it was a, it proves it was a successful appearance the first time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Trust me, we're not getting David Crosby back anytime soon.
You never know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We talk about Sky Trails a little more. He'll call right back in.
Yeah. I'm not holding my breath on that one.
It's like saying Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah. I tell you, that typing class I took in high school never came in more handy than when he was going. Because I said, I like the song Everybody's Been Burned. You're one of these old fans of the... And I was typing. I typed like I never typed before. DavidCrosby.com. I go, I like Sky Trails, too. Oh, really? Oh, wow. And then he brightened up. Uh-huh. And I had him.
And I will say the funny part about that as well is Sky Trails didn't come out for like another 8 months after you said that.
Yeah. Well,
so the likelihood of you hearing it was pretty low.
Yeah, maybe I got it off Pirate Bay. I don't know. I'm sure there's a big BitTorrent.
Dark Star.
Yeah. I always like when he tweets, when David Crosby tweets, and it's always... He's just like he said a thing a few months ago where he said he thought Velvet Underground, he thought Lou Reed sucked.
Yeah.
But he said one recently that was really funny about some, I can't even remember who it was. Like he went after somebody, he went after somebody good. Let me see if I can find it here.
I like it when he's just, his one word answers of no really
yeah.
make me laugh a lot. You know,
yeah, what, last.
Was so-and-so nice back in the day? No. Yeah. Or was, you know.
Exactly. He, let's see here. Craws. I was like, everybody's like, hey, Craws. like, he likes Jason Isbell, I guess. Oh, he thought Jim Morrison was a moron, I think is what it was. Wasn't that what it was?
It was funny. I was gonna say Jim Morrison, yeah. I think I saw that one.
I'm pretty sure that's the one it was. Let's see. Yeah, he's,
I mean, he probably was.
Oh, no, I'm sure he was a moron. He seemed like his head was filled with rocks. and he was just like a handsome dummy who then took like an inordinate amount of attention because he would walk around with his shirt off and then he was a poet all of a sudden. How are you, Kristen?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good.
I've had half a bottle of wine.
Okay.
It's hiatus time.
Good. No, look, you should enjoy yourself while you're there. Have fun.
Yeah, I'm having, no, I brought my own wine.
And we ordered a pizza. And okay. Pat was quick to say, hey, Tom's not here. Let's get meat lovers.
Yeah, so we're going to have some meat.
Yeah.
You guys can get meat lovers when I'm there.
No, that's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful at all.
Yeah, but
just hold me a couple slices. All I ask is just.
But then I asked Studio. I said, "Should we get half plain?" And I said, "Should we get half plain or?" And Studio said, "No." He cut me off.
Yeah, I didn't even listen to the rest of his sentence.
And we also brought like 14 dogs.
Yeah.
Like David Crosby said here, like he actually goes out of his way to answer things. David, what do you think of ice hockey? And then he answers back, just doesn't do it for me. You can let that one slide, Cros. You didn't need to. You need to tell everybody what you think about ice hockey. So one thing I do want to say is I tweeted out that I will pay people to film themselves dancing in front of the screen at any showing of Billionaire Boys Club, the Kevin Spacey movie. That came it made $135 mm-hmm. over the weekend, which I mean really comes down to what, 9 tickets?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I think altogether it was 19. If I 19? Read correctly, yeah. Okay.
So, if Billionaire Boys Club is playing in your town. And you buy a ticket to it, you have to go to the front of the theater, dance. You have to dance in front of the screen mm-hmm. for 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And you will get $30. Because mm-hmm. nobody's going to be in there. It's not like you're bothering people.
Solo showings, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to do it this week because there's no way it's making this next weekend.
There's no next week on that one. Yeah. Could you imagine the things that are going down in screenings of Billionaire Boys Club, the weed deal that is just like, yeah, meet me in theater 9. thing. Is anybody going to be in there? Nah, don't worry. We'll trust me. We're fine. It's Billionaire's Boys Club is showing.
Maybe we could just sort of frame it as a Friends of Tom meet and greet at Billionaire's Boy Club.
I don't know if we want our name on that.
But, you know, only friends of the show will be at the movies, you know? So it'd be a way to meet and greet other fans of the show.
I bet if we got enough people in a theater, we could demand them to put something else on.
You just start chanting for them to, like, Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible. Probably the guy, a theater manager coming, fine, you idiots.
Well, which Mission Impossible? Is it 4 now or 3?
6, isn't it?
Oh, 6?
Or 8? Is this Mission Impossible 6
no
or
way.
8?
It's not 8. Six. It's not 4. It's not 3. It's 6.
Come on, there's so many.
So the chant would be, MI6. MI6.
Yes. That would be the chant. That would be... look, Pat, if you want to take the reins on that,
Do you think you guys could get this to happen? Is it playing at Frank?
I don't think it's playing in Bayonne. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's not.
I think we should alternate the chant. First, it's switch this film. Switch this film. And then it's ID6. So we let them know what we want to happen.
Right.
And then which film we're preferencing.
So if you are at a screening of, if you want to dance in front of the screen at Billionaires Boys Club and film yourself, you get $30.
You have to film the whole 10 minutes.
Oh, no, yes. It has to be a 10-minute bit. I'm not, I'm not looking to get zapped by, something where this is like, some loophole that I'm going to get hit by 100 people just dancing in front of things. Something we're paying out $10,000 and Billionaire Boys Club dancing video fees. Look, first of all, nobody's going to do it.
No.
But here's the thing. You may be single-handedly doubling its box office, Tom. And, you know, maybe that'll, like, register in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Sure. As like, who's this guy that, like, got billionaires?
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe
twice as much money on the second week than the first week.
Sure. Now, the Kevin Spacey fans have spoken. They're forced to say that their hero. No, nobody's going to. You can even buy a ticket. You should probably buy a ticket for something else and then just walk into that.
That's true. Yeah, that's a better idea. Uh-huh.
Don't even buy a ticket to Billionaire Boys Clubs. Billionaire Boys Club. It's only one club. It's not like there's multiple clubs there.
It did so well that they.
That would be the sequel. Yes.
Franchised. Yeah.
Yeah. So look, if you guys, I'm not going to hold you guys up. If you want to take calls or whatever, I don't know what's going on.
Do you want to try to see if a call will work with you on the line?
Look, it's your show. I'm a guest.
Let's do
it. I'm the first guest. If anything, I'm the first guest on this. I don't know who gets the points for that. I'm tied with the drunk.
Yeah.
From Twin Peaks. 50 points. Yeah.
I mean, I downloaded Skype.
All right. So
I kind of feel like I should get those points.
So you get half the points, and then Mike and Pat divide the other 25 up.
Okay. So Mike's at 62 point. Well, if the drunk calls.
God. Yeah, he'll call.
So do you already have a time set up with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, in an
hour. Look at this. I tell you, I'm there. This guy, I got to poke him with a stick to get to get something out of him. I'm not there. Yeah, I got the guy calling in. He's calling in. I got a time set. Uh-huh. Everything. Oh, my goodness. This guy's got, suddenly it's like the Tonight Show in there. In terms of guests, you got a second guest. You got a comedian lined up for the.
He's got Rich Little coming on later.
I tried to get Stormy Daniels. You know, get her input on today's proceedings.
I'm sure. Look, Mike, that would win you the year. If she called in.
Oh, yeah. You'd be in Podmass for sure.
And I'm going to say this: look, if this show makes it to Podmass with me here. Oh, Podmas, you're going to get it. If this is the only show Podmas likes. Yeah, Tom talked his dad died. We like that one. And now we like the one where he's not even in the studio. what are you out to get me?
Was that the last time you were in Podmas?
No, it's been, if there's a few times since then, yes.
I tried to get Post Malone. I guess you probably felt the whole country heave a sigh of relief when Post Malone's plane was safely on ground.
Were you rooting for the other way?
No.
It's like, come on.
No. But, you know, when you think about it, though, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper.
Like, what kind of American Pie would Otis they have written about?
Otis Redding. You know, they didn't make it, but thank God Post Malone made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch the VMAs last night?
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Wow. Well, the best part was at the end.
I thought it was two nights ago.
No, it was last night. I just watched a clip of it. They closed the show, Post Malone, and then Aerosmith appears behind him doing Dream On.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, like, Post Malone in this, like, smiley face jumpsuit, like, gives Steven Tyler a hug, and Steven Tyler had the, like, worst face I've ever seen. Like, he did not enjoy that hug whatsoever.
I'll have to look for that.
It was very good.
That moment.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, I don't know if you've heard this news. I'm hearing a rumor that Kirkland Light has been discontinued.
So you know what that means, Tom.
Those are collectibles. Some cans of terrible beer have gone from being...
You read my mind.
Yeah, this albatross that we'll never get rid of. To now you're... Yeah, trust me. The Kirkland Lights ended up in Mike's trunk tonight. Yeah. He's going to take it. He'll be selling it on the band on apmike.bandcamp.com.
Rare items.
Signed cans of Kirkland Light.
Now you need a silver Sharpie.
Why don't you? What about that, Mike? What? If you literally just sold. First of all, has anybody asked you about a video?
Which video?
What's that?
What video?
Has anybody asked you about doing any kind of like greeting video after we talk
No.
Oh, a cameo?
A cameo. Yeah.
One of those. Yeah. No. Like we're going to try to get Mike into do those for $30 a pop. And Jason, what price did you say?
No,
you
no. $30. I'm uncomfortable with $30.
How much are you comfortable with?
Probably 10.
10.
Wow.
No, they're going to take a Cameo is going to take a cut, so you have to think about like,
oh, we're not doing it through Cameo. Oh, this is back alley Cameo.
This is going through apmike.bandcamp.com.
Back alley Cameo.
Yeah, this is a darkened alley Cameo.
Cameo already is in the farthest, backest alley. Oh, my God, you guys.
So if he's doing 10, I'm doing 5.
You're doing 5. That's just too low.
You need to believe in yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I hope you'll put some limits. I hope all of you will put limits on the things you'll say.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Just like, I know that sweet $5 bill comes rolling past you, Jason. Yeah, you do have to stick up for yourself a little bit and not suddenly be like, I'll just say whatever somebody prints out. Oh, I don't care how offensive or horrifying it is. Yeah, I got a whole $5 for this.
That's
on the internet forever.
Yeah, I won't do that. And I won't say anything racist. I won't say anything pro-ISIS.
Ten years from now, you're trying to get a job.
Yeah.
And this video that you got literally $5 for is disqualifying you from employment.
I mean, already I feel like that's like our YouTube channel or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, already, like, the sketches from several years ago are enough to just put you under.
My character reel's keeping me from some jobs right now.
Yeah, well, thankfully you just mentioned that on the show. It's not like you'd want to draw more attention to it or anything.
Hey, we had plenty of ads on Meet My Friends, The Friends, so.
That's right. That's true. The word got out.
Yeah, and my numbers went up.
Great.
I got a lot of hits.
What are the numbers now?
Oh, now it's just like 3 a day.
Jason-Gore.com.
That's correct.
That's right. People should check it out. Of course, first you go to apmike.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
And you just make sure you have everything up there. You make sure I have the headshot check. I have the all the great music. I have all that. I have the shirt.
And newsflash, Tom. The calendars are in.
Wow.
The calendars are in.
You mean they're manufactured already?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't have them shipped to Bayonne for security reasons, so I haven't checked them out yet.
What security reasons?
I didn't want my neighbors walking off. There's several boxes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not around during the day.
It's lucrative.
Yeah.
So I'll be checking them out this weekend, and probably they'll go up blind probably next week.
And these are calendars that are 2019 calendars?
Yes. No, I didn't go for the discounted 2018 calendars.
I didn't.
I went for the 2019. And I spent a little more money.
It starts January 1, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they couldn't get in the, sometimes you get these calendars with like December and then maybe another month.
Mm-hmm.
But, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But wow. some great artwork. I think people enjoy it, have a few laughs.
So the word is, this is news for fans of acmike.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
After how long has it been since a new item has gone up?
Yeah, it has been a while. There's been a drought of merch. And
yeah.
I had to step up quickly and get something in there.
And will you sign these for people?
Yeah, I guess I could sign them. Yeah, that would be, I don't know why, but people.
Well, what if you
But, yeah, I could sign it.
It's you.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
When we did that show at the Murmur Theater we did two shows back in October. Mm-hmm. And when you came out, the place, both shows, Mike, this is a sold out show.
Yeah.
And this is also a place, by the way, we did two shows, sold out both shows. This, Bonnie Prince Billy, he's doing what we're doing the same business he did.
Nice.
This guy.
Yeah.
Two shows. Yeah. Nick Cave, he did one show. Look, admittedly, he's playing the Barclay Center. We're not playing the Barclay Center.
Nick Cave played the Barclay Center?
That's coming up in October.
In October, yeah.
Wow.
Playing the Barclay Center. But this place, when I said, hey, it's AP Mike, I tell you, the place roared, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. No, it's very,
More than when I came out on stage.
Well, you weren't expected, you were expected as part of the entertainment. They didn't know for sure that I would be there, right?
Yeah.
So it was a nice little bonus.
The people went nuts.
Uh-huh.
You came out.
Yeah, it was fun.
So they want your signature on a calendar?
Okay.
Of course they do.
All right. Well, they'll get it.
Maybe you can sign like a little box when it's their birthday or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's a good idea.
My birthday is September 4th. You write happy birthday on September 4th for them.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That'll cost extra.
I was just going to say, yeah, Jason's looking at me and he's catching the, the dollar signs in my eyes.
Yeah.
It's like,
look, Mike, don't take money, don't take financial advice from Jason. He's the guy who, look, you're already a disaster by slashing your thing to $10 for a week. He immediately cut his price in half off of your too low price. Like, what is it, a lemonade stand? Like, $5? You're going to film yourself and send the thing?
I won't say anything sexist.
All right. But look, you'll say, what are you going to do? Hey, happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I'll do anniversaries all day long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mike, you could, like, sell all of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an all-holiday package. Where you write something nice to the person,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, thinking about you, happy St. Patrick's Day, love Mike.
I have to get with my marketing team and bounce around some of these ideas.
Or street team.
Yeah. Yes, the street team, of course. Yes. He needs to.
And by marketing team, I mean the guys at the bar.
Yeah.
The bar team and the street team.
Yeah.
My few remaining customers.
Yeah. So, and, Did you have a topic, Mike?
I had two topics in case one went down in flames.
Okay.
First off, I was going to sort of mention, you brought up Kirkland Light. Did you see the story about Coors Light this week?
No.
Where a Coors Light distributor truck driver was on his route, and he saw a distressed person who had climbed over a fence and was standing on a ledge of a highway over an overpass. And so he pulled over, him and his he had a coworker, and they talked to the man for quite a while they waited for the police to arrive. And, you know, they got to know him a little bit. And at one point, one of the drivers, one of the Coors Light guys said, you know, hey, how'd you like a 12-pack of Coors Light? And that was it. The man came back over the fence and did not jump. So they said...
you're saying that both this guy and Coors Light are heroes.
Well, yeah. I didn't think of it that way. Originally, I thought the Coors Light guys were the heroes. But, you know, now that I think about it, the guy who really appreciated, you know, a good beer like Coors Light, he's also a hero in not jumping.
Look, I mean, God forbid this guy was a Kirkland Light driver. I didn't want to speculate what could have happened.
Right.
If he said, why don't you come and we'll get a cold Kirkland Light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They both might have gone off the bridge.
And then I was going to segue that story into a possible topic of what are some strange things you've done, seen, or heard in a bar. You know, okay. I'm sure people might have some interesting stories.
Well, that sounds like that's a great topic, yeah.
I think that might be good. But, you know, I was also prepared with a backup.
Let me just say this. First of Mike, you gotta just act like, if you act like the topic's a turkey, you gotta say, this is the topic. This, look, you see some of these harebrained topics I throw out there. I don't equivocate about them. You act like they're all winners. And if people go along, with it.
See, I was going for more of the throw it at the wall and see if it sticks either one of them. So I'm giving them the option.
What's
the other one?
The other topic, this is a little more cutting edge, I think.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys been watching Sharp Objects?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're...
I am finally aware of a show you guys are talking about.
Okay.
So please, what is your question?
Well, then you're going to love this topic. You know, you all know it's a fun show. With Amy Adams.
Is it a fun show?
I think it's a pretty sassy.
Is
show.
Is it a funky show?
I'm being sarcastic. Okay. But, you know that one of the major... Amy Adams is in it, who I'll watch Amy Adams in anything since Junebug. I'm a big fan of hers.
Right.
So I'm watching this, even though I think it's running a little too long. I thought they could have wrapped this thing up. You know,
it's a
few
slow
episodes.
Burn.
It's a slow, creepy, gothic burn.
Yeah,
a little too slow for me. But anyway, it's coming to its finale next week.
This is from the guy whose favorite movie is Tree of Life.
Tom, this thing's 7 hours long.
Yeah, Tree of Life was going so slow. When I watched it, it started playing backwards. It actually rolled back.
But anyway, so for people who don't know, Amy Adams plays a character. She's got a sort of haunted past. She lost her sister when she was young, and she was, she was troubled by that, and then she resorted to cutting herself. And there's a sort of pivotal scene where she's revealed, and you see her entire body. She's got words that she's inscribed in self-hatred. And again, you know, just to preface these remarks, I'm not encouraging people to do this.
Okay.
But my topic for the panel is, if you were so dejected and so downhearted,
okay,
what would be the first word you inscribed in your skin?
Oh, boy.
That would be a good one, Tom. Oh, boogie.
Yeah. No.
Well, that was a topic for when I thought you weren't going to be here, Tom. So, you know, I have to admit that, you know, that wasn't as lighthearted as, you know, the normal.
I mean, I think Secret Cutters is a pretty fun topic.
Secret Cutters?
Yeah. Do you remember that, like, teenage movie that they made us watch in health class? Secret Cutters?
No.
Oh, you guys. It's hard to be a girl.
Wow.
They showed the girls Secret Cutters because it is a classic thing to cut, you know?
Okay.
Was it an ABC after school special or?
It was like in that vein for sure, but I think
it was
like
a health room.
Well,
VHS.
It was a VHS in health, and I think like it was just sort of the story of like girls who cut.
Okay.
But I think what those movies do is that they encourage people to cut ultimately, because I had never heard about cutting until I saw Secret Cutters. Then it was like, hey.
We could also say instead of cutting,
yeah,
like a tattoo.
A tattoo. Okay.
Oh yeah, tattoo's nice.
Sharpie.
I also think tattoos and cutting, it's the same.
Tattoos and cutting are the same?
You're cutting into your skin.
Yeah, tattoos are lasting, so yeah, they are very similar.
So either topic on the table tonight, what happened to you in a bar, and what word would you put on your body?
Real fun summertime show.
It's dark all the way around.
And the trunk from Twin Peaks will be calling in any second now.
Yeah. So, what's the number again?
201-332-3484. We do have one call. Do you want to try this? See if it works?
You try. Yeah, you try. I'll be...
Here we go. Best show.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Of course.
How's everything?
Can you hear, Tom?
Is this Avalanche Bob?
No.
How you doing?
Can you hear now, Tom?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. How's it going, Bob?
Oh, great, man. Great. Things are really right. Have you seen America's Talent lately?
The what?
America's Talent.
America's Got Talent. Yes, I have seen it.
71-year-old. Welcome to the age where we kick AIDS in the pants. 71 years old, and she's dancing like a 20-year-old.
Hey, Avalanche Bob, if you were going to cut a word into your skin, what would it be?
Pardon me?
If you were going to have a word written on your body, what would that first word be?
But a word that you cut into your skin.
My DJ Growler.
Growler?
Growler. That's the name of a fictitious DJ, yeah.
Okay.
Growler.
Growler's a good one.
It's many letters.
Tom, do you have any questions?
Nope.
How's everything going with you, Bob?
Who's this, Pat?
This is Dudio.
Who?
See? Exactly. That's exactly right.
Oh, boy.
That is exactly right.
What a moment.
This is Jason.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. And you've got Mike here, and you've got Pat, and you've got Kristen.
Oh, great. How's Pat?
Let the record show, I actually passed Dudio a post-it that said, in the beginning of this call, that read...
Jason Gore, you mean?
Yes.
Jason Gore, right?
Yes.
Jason Gore.
But Jason, what does that post-it say?
The post-it says, ask him if he knows who you are. And you do. You don't know Dudio, but you know Jason Gore.
Jason Gore and Dudio.
Okay.
And Dudio.
Hello, Bob.
Everything's good, Bob.
And Tom is on the line, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I asked them. I'm telling you, age is being kicked in the pants.
Yeah, man.
This is the new age, baby. At 71 years old, oh my God, she's fantastic.
Would you ever go on America's Got Talent?
If I auditioned for that, and I can't believe what happened. I auditioned. I got onto the show. Uh-huh. I was all ready to go on, and they ran out of time.
Oh.
That's the God's honest truth.
And they don't like.
They ran out of time.
Oh, do they?
I did. I was going to do this song called Jingle Bell Yo,
okay.
And they loved it, and I ran out of time.
Well, let's say that it
wasn't meant to be. Something else is happening. That's
okay.
All.
Who? Wait.
Right.
Jingle Bell Yo.
I think I might get a Red Bull commercial.
You still have you talked to the people at Red Bull yet?
Yeah, well, I know somebody in there that knows a top executive, and he loves the song.
Nice. And you're still what's the campaign going to be like for Red Bull?
You want to hear? Have you heard the song?
I could always hear it again.
Okay. Rock on your board, rock on the Red Bull, rock on the Red Bull, rock on this. Your old punkin' board is rocking with Red Bull, your old punkin' board is taking on this. Yeah, Red Bull is cool, Super Borders are cool, Red Bull is hip, Super Borders are hip. Oh, come on, people, rock on with Red Bull, rock on with Red Bull, rock it on your, yeah, rock on your board, rock on with Red Bull, rock on with Red Bull, rock on this. Your old punkin' board is rocking with Red Bull. Your old punkin' board is ripping the knee on the knee, rockin' on the bucket, 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 ripping on that. Oh, don't be a gib, drop a Red Bull on your lips.
That's nice. I like, the question I have is, do you drink Red Bull regularly?
I drank it, yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I drank it.
You do? Okay.
How often do you drink it?
Kristen asked, how often do you drink Red Bull?
Oh, once in a while.
Not
once
very
often. Once in a while, I get tired of drinking.
Yeah, I know. It gives me a headache.
For a shot, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, do you have anything? Tom, do you have anything to add?
Uh-huh. No.
No? Okay. Well, Bob, thank you so much for calling, man. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Hey, listen, have a great night, guys.
You too, Bob. Take care.
And rock on!
With Red Bull.
I'm Danny. Yo!
You know, when I was in my 20s, I was, bird dogging chicks and getting loaded.
Right.
And these guys are talking about comic books and those collectibles.
Where is that from?
That's Mike just giving the business to nerds.
That was when Kevin Smith was on the show.
Oh, well, that was the aftermath of it, right?
No, I think you called me in at the beginning of the call, and there was a little back and forth just to set up the call.
What a sad day that was.
Oh, we have another call here. Best show.
Hey, Tom. How are you? It's Pete calling from Vancouver.
Hey, Pete. You want to turn that down in the background?
Yeah, I just turned it off. Sorry
Sweet.
About that.
Sweet. Tom is over the internet right now, but can you hear the call, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You guys are together.
What's up?
Perfect. Tom, I've got a question about, it's more about your expertise. There's a festival coming up here in Vancouver called Skookum, and War on Drugs is going to be there, which I'm super excited for, but I was curious, what do you think the chances are that Gentleman makes it across the border?
Probably not. I would say those are slim odds he makes it. I don't think he's going to mess with customs when it comes to bringing thousands of Jell-O shots into a different country. I don't think that's worth it.
Unless he makes it all there, which he often...
Sure, that's true.
Right.
Just go there and buy the ingredients, and the dollar is strong right now, so it would favor him. He'd have a higher markup on the Jell-O shots. So I still don't think he makes that trek.
I mean, if he's got something on his record, I think that kind of that stops him right there. But I mean, I don't want to be one to presume.
Sure. Are you going to that fest?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, yeah.
Who else is going to be at it?
I've got the lineup here. It's got, I think the Killers are headlining one night, Florence and the Machine, Metric, Arkells, a bunch of other Canadian bands. Father John Misty is going to be there. Okay. Yeah, it should be pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. When is it?
September... Shoot, I just lost it there.
September, at least 9th. It'll cool down a little bit, right?
It's coming up pretty quick. I just got my wristband in the mail yesterday, so.
But it'll be a little cooler. What's September like in Vancouver?
It's the summer kind of usually runs a little bit long. Like, it doesn't get super cold right away. But right now we've had a bunch of forest fires going on all through BC, so. Oh. Like, the sky is kind of red. It's almost kind of apocalyptic. So I'm looking forward to getting some rain to clear it up because it's kind of eerie out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who's the best musician from Vancouver?
Ooh, if you're going to say who's from Vancouver, I was going to say Nardwuar and the Evaporators, but probably say DOA.
No. Come on. Current artist? The Pride of Vancouver.
5440.
No, come on.
Give me a hint. I'm missing it.
This guy's been making records for 20 years. And he's in a band sometimes.
Oh, man. Colin James? Barney Bento?
Who? No, it's Destroyer. Stan Behar.
Brian Adams? No, I hope that's not that who you're going with.
No, it's the Dan Behar, Destroyer.
Oh, Behar, yeah, and New P, of course, how did I forget that? I actually brought up the video that you did, I can't remember who it was for, but where it was
the new pornography.
Shot-for-shot remake of Voices Carry. I a few of my friends. The original, it was pretty awesome.
Well, I did a new pornographer's video also, and Kevin Corrigan played Dan Behar in it.
That's right, yeah. I've seen them. They played at Stanley Park for Vancouver Centennial. It was a free show. We all kind of took our bikes and biked down. It was a great show.
Uh huh. Vancouver is a nice. I've never been to Vancouver. It's a nice city, but it gets violent, right?
Yeah, it's pretty mild. Like it's in terms of Canada, it's you know you're not going to get the crazy hot summer, and it's not going to be super cold either. I think Toronto's got some like torrential downpours right now. Toronto's also a great city. Temperature-wise, as well as just as a city, but we're on the coast, so you know we've got the water and the beaches and all that kind of stuff.
But you got violent. Violent punks in the street, right?
Yeah, we take our hockey pretty seriously. It's kind of a scratch on the city, but some of those punks that torched the cars got busted. So.
Yeah,
I guess that's good, right?
Because some people say punk music was started in Vancouver.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Some people say that punk is the origin city for punk.
Some of the cities. Sorry, I lost you there.
You know that's not true, though. Never mind. Dump this clown.
Dumped.
I'm kidding. I like that guy. Don't dump him.
I've already dumped him.
No, I'm kidding. He was fine. But I couldn't. Yeah. Look, you guys talk to the callers. That's fine.
Okay.
Look, I've been on for almost an hour, right?
Yeah. And Mike just gave me the signal that the drunk is calling at 10.
Yeah. So, look, I'll stay on for another 10 minutes, and then you talk to the drunk and have a good time.
Okay. 201-332-3484.
Now, people are saying that you think you're colder than me. Nice little trick. But those were some important papers.
Ice Cube was on HQ tonight.
Really?
Scott Rogowski.
Do any of the other hosts of HQ get the good guests, or is it just Rogowski?
I think it's just Scott as it should be.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. He was at the VMAs yesterday.
Of course he was. He's all over the place. He's blown up. I bet you we couldn't even get him on the show now if I wanted to. I bet you this guy's changed his number. If I try to do a thing, I texted him. I said a few weeks ago. I texted him. I said. I'll even read it to you, what I texted Scott. I said to him, I have a good story I'll tell next week about my run-in with a, not run-in, but seeing a famous basketball player. on my trip. He said, I said to him, your success is now too much. I'm starting to root against you. To Scott.
Did he respond?
He said, is it the Fish radio that put it over the top? And I said, probably the baseball card. Because he actually has like a Topps made a Scott Rogowski baseball card.
Oh, nice.
Now. And it's like, look.
And it's on eBay for like $400 or
that's
something.
That's insane.
If this Scott Rogowski baseball, I don't know what I'm going to do. If that thing, if I look on eBay and see that's, look, it's one thing if it's on there for $400.
It's another if someone's buying it for $400.
What's that, Kristen?
It is a whole other thing if someone's paying $400.
Oh yeah, that's exactly it. Look, you could, cause you could look on eBay and somebody will put like a jacket that was a crew gift from the movie, Backdraft. They could put on there for $15,000. It's the moment when somebody actually pays it that will, if I see it, just like, sorry, you missed out on this Scott Rogowski baseball card for $400. Here are some items similar to that. Like, that's when I'm going to lose it. And I love the guy.
Uh-huh.
But if I say people are paying $400, look.
Is he in a uniform holding a bat?
What? I don't know.
No, he's just in his suit giving a thumbs up.
Oh. What good is that?
How come we can't get any perks like that? Like a baseball card. The bar in Nashville, Duke's, has a drink named after me, which is very flattering that it's seltzer,
mm-hmm.
which I think that's one of the greatest accomplishments of my life, to have somebody can order the Tom Sharpling and it's just seltzer. But where's the, why are we not going to a minor league baseball game and getting like good seats and then throwing out a pitch or whatever, right?
yeah.
Like, why isn't that?
We got to,
like,
work on that. Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
It's like, I think that these people are probably even hurting to find someone to throw the first pitch.
Oh yeah, they really have to like reach out to friends.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine. It's like, imagine if we took over an event like that. Be like throwing out the first pitch. Avalanche Bob. And just throws the first pitch out. Right? Mm-hmm. And then it'd be just like, well, actually, no, Mike would, again, Mike throws the first pitch out. Then Avalanche Bob does take me out to the ball game, the seventh inning stretch. Be like, everyone please stand for the seventh inning stretch. Be like, rugga bugga bugga, take me out to the ball game, bugga 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 bugga, Red Bull, bugga bugga bugga. People be like, that was either, he'd either do like a 5 second version of the song or like a 3.5 minute version of it. It would be either too long or too short. But yeah, where are the perks? Where are the perks? Right, Mike?
Yeah. No, I'm thinking that's a great idea. I mean, did you see the nun? I mean, they had a nun throw a pitch out.
I thought you were talking about the horror movie, The Nun. That's all over right now.
Nun?
Yeah.
Nun throwing the pitch out?
Yeah, and she was kind of cocky on the mound, and she sort of did that thing where you bounce the ball off your bicep.
Wow,
Yeah. Look it up, you know, you'll have a laugh. And then, you know, she did throw a strike. I mean, or close to a strike anyway.
My friends who do podcasts are getting, like, free boxes of makeup.
Yeah.
You know?
Vitamins.
Vitamins. Glossier makeup.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Like, if you wanted one sponsorship, not even like a sponsorship, but if you wanted someone to send you cool stuff that you could just say, hey, I got that cool stuff, what would it be, Tom?
Probably Friendlies.
No, I got an idea.
Like a coupon or like actual Friendlies?
Coupon.
Just like, yeah, Friendlies coupons. Get a Friendlies jacket. Like, if I got like a cool, like one of those like baseball jackets that like people wear, but it's just
Letterman
like
jacket, yeah,
like a monogrammed Friendlies jacket.
Mm-hmm. It says Tom on the front.
Yeah, it says Tom on the front on the crest, but on the back it's just stitched in Friendlies. Maybe like a Fribble will be, or like a Reese's Pieces Sunday.
Yeah,
be like underneath the, their logo.
What if we strong armed all the local pizzerias into providing free pizza for a free plug on the podcast?
They barely want to bring it through us when we're paying.
Why are we paying for this stupid pizza?
That's what I'm saying.
As we speak.
You're right, Mike. You're right.
I'm pretty sure they forgot our order tonight as we're speaking.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know.
It's because there's meat on it.
Yeah, they forgot the order. I don't think this. How does this get made? Have to worry about pizza orders getting forgotten? No. Now this is it. This is, I'm telling you right now. I come back. When I come back, I'm telling you right now. It's all hands on deck. We're gonna make this show. We're gonna make this show shine. We're gonna polish this thing, and we're gonna start shaking everybody down, turning them upside down, shaking all the change out of their pockets. For free Sundays. We'll be getting free Sundays. Tickets to minor league baseball games. Uh-huh. You know, coupons to who knows to what. Massage Envy will be getting.
Yes, get a coupon for massage. A gift card.
Yeah.
You would love that?
We'll go into a place and they'll punch our punch card twice. We don't go in.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah,
it's like, what are you doing this for without the perks?
Thank you, Kristen. You get it.
I do everything for the perk.
Yeah.
Because look, and I'll say the other thing. How are we supposed to get perks when we got one guy is saying he'll do a video for $10, and then the other guy undercuts him to $5? What, Pat, are you going to do the videos for $2?
No.
Why don't you undercut Jason? You do the videos for $2, and Jason will do them for $1. Like it's a great seller. No more. No more, everybody. From now on, it's Perk Central. Now, this is, we're calling this show
Central Perk.
Yes.
No more Mr. Podcast? Mr. Nice Podcast?
No more Mr. Nice Pod.
What about Central Perk presents Perk Central?
Perk Central. I'll do that.
That's a whole other show, guys.
Jason did have a fan bring him a sandwich in Montreal, though.
I've had a fan bring me a sandwich in Montreal. I have had a fan of the show. Give me more meat. So I was at a grocery store getting meat from the deli.
Oh, yeah, we got a meat.
And they gave us extra meat for the price of lesser meat.
Yeah.
Because they're a Best Show fan.
And you know
what? Did he just give you a wink?
Yeah.
I'm going to say what grocery store that was. That was Acme, and it was great quality prime beef.
It really was.
And thank you, and we can do that again.
Yeah.
There you go. You're duty, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, duty, this is the good stuff.
Yeah.
But don't worry. I'm just putting it in as if it's the cheap boiled ham. I'm putting it down as if it's boiled ham.
Yeah. The Acme auditors are going through the numbers right now.
Yeah, they're checking this. Yeah, they're checking the scales, and they're being like, "Yeah, we're missing $11 back here at the deli counter." somebody took some primo meat and put it in as if it was domestic boiled ham.
Literally, that's all that I want in life is to be able to walk into a store and someone gives me nicer meat.
Just a little more meat.
I don't want it. I don't need it to be free.
Yeah.
I just want like a little extra nice treatment.
I think he gave us a free cake pop once.
We got
too.
A free cake pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy is amazing.
You've gotten more perks from the show than I have.
You got to go to
free
Acme.
Free cake pop. Some extra cold cuts.
Yeah. It's been nice. It's the only reason I'm here.
I tell you, now on, you better get you. Guys, better get ready. The show's about to enter its this is a Scarface phase.
I'm hitting the hotline because the hotline is ringing.
Wait, I'm going to say before.
I'm going to say goodnight. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Jason and Pat, especially for setting everything up. And thank you, Kristen and Mike. And have a great rest of the show.
Good night.
Good night, Tom.
I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, Tom. Bye.
Hotline just went off.
Wow.
So, oh, my God.
We lost him, Mike. It's over.
Just message him again on Twitter real quick.
Free okay. Vitamix.
Oh, you want another plug for something else.
Yeah, that's what I want.
You can even sign out of there and sign back on. I'll just do a random.
Is the pizza?
Got here just now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Pizza is here. Said, oh, here we go. Here's the.
I said, this could be the call.
Here is the hotline. It. Mike.
Hello.
Hello, is that Mike?
Yes. Is this Jay?
It is.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Sorry for the delay here.
Yeah. I sort of set you up a little earlier. I mentioned you'd be calling. You were on earlier on the show as my favorite character from the Twin Peaks reboot, Drunk. And I recently picked up David Lynch's memoir, Room to Dream. And I was pleasantly surprised that you were his assistant for a few years.
I was, for a while there, yeah. I think it was a little while. Yeah, it's funny that didn't come up with our previous talk.
I didn't know.
not that you should have known, but yeah,
What was that like?
It was surreal, which I guess is fitting. for him.
Yeah,
it was a good time though. He's a good guy, but he's a creative whirlwind. You know, as far as trying to keep up with him, a lot of it was just kind of that. You know,
He's just going to do his thing, and you're not going to know where he's going to go from day to day. I guess, right? A lot of
it's very much that kind of thing. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I mean, you sometimes you kind of think you know, and there's a plan, but even within that plan, there are wild deviations. So, yeah.
Although it did sound like he's pretty steady on his eating habits, maybe.
He is. Although it's an interesting thing, he kind of gets into something, and he'll just stay with that and nothing but that for quite some time until finally he just kind of says that's enough, and he has to find something else. But it's kind of like an interesting paradox. He's always looking for routine. You can only stay in the routine for so long before it's got to be something new. So
he did mention he was fond of chicken sandwiches. I think that's the one thing he mentioned, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm trying to think. Now, are these things that I said in the book, or is this kind of just things that you've kind of sort of...
No, found? No.
I'm trying to remember what I said, honestly. They interviewed everybody for this thing. But he was definitely doing that while I was working for him. Yeah, uh-huh. Chicken sandwiches was a definite mainstay.
Yeah. You get a sense the book is set up it's an interesting setup. It's not just him speaking throughout the book. The chapters alternate. There's sort of a biographical section in which he's got another writer who sort of writes about a particular time in his life, and then what happens is then David comes in for the next chapter, and then he sort of gives you his take on what was written in the previous chapter, and then a little extra things that happened during that time. So it's an interesting concept, and it's, I recommend it to anybody who's a fan of David Lynch. The only thing, and this isn't a bad thing, but I mean, everybody has nothing but good things to say about him. I guess in that sense, it's maybe a rare. Memoir about somebody from Hollywood he's not really Hollywood, but
I suppose it is kind of interesting thing. I have heard that it's kind of nothing but glowing things. I mean, we all have our struggles and our bad days, but I would say that working for him was really a pretty positive experience overall.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that. I feel like anything that you could construe as a struggle or a possible negative, he kind of says himself somewhat in the book, about how he's kind of the sacrifices he's kind of had to make, family wise.
Mm-hmm. To
kind of be devoted to his art. I mean, he said himself to me and many others, that he never intended to have kids,
Yeah.
And,
Now that
he's got four of them.
That does come across. You know, he does sort of, you know, he doesn't delve into all the details about you know, him as a married, you know, a married man and as a father. But you know, mm-hmm. yeah, he clearly he's had difficulties over his lifetime with that. So anybody yeah. looking for that type of material, it's not in there. You know, I mean, he sort of acknowledges it, but then he doesn't dwell on it, which is, you know, you don't need that stuff anyway.
Exactly. I mean, it's yeah. I suppose it is, like you say, it depends on what you're looking for with those kinds of Hollywood tell-all books. But
right.
Yeah, this book isn't wasn't really that.
Yeah. So. I wondered if there was any. You know, I mean, there's some of the real standout anecdotes. Are like little stories where he's collaborating with different people, or you know, he's got a really nice story in there about Harry Dean Stanton, and then working mm-hmm. with Angelo. How do you pronounce his last name?
The Badalamenti. Yeah,
yeah. I always mess that up. But
it's a heck of a name. Yeah.
I wondered if you had any interesting stories, because I guess you would be encountering these people as well. When mm-hmm. he'd be meeting with them, I mean, are there any particular standouts? Were there people you particularly liked a lot and you always sort of enjoyed meeting them? And
yeah, I mean, you know, the ones, I mean, I got to know Laura Dern and mm-hmm. Justin Theroux pretty well on Inland Empire. And, you know, I kind of have nothing but good things to say about them. They were both just kind of amazing. I mean, when we were doing the Inland Empire, Justin Theroux was not as well known as he is now.
Right.
But he was just, you know, the nicest guy and was always game for anything. You know, there mm-hmm. was this kind of like amazing scene we did at one point that I don't think made it into the film, or maybe that's probably in the deleted scenes for Inland Empire, where basically, you know, he was, there's a thing where he was grievously wounded, let's say. I'm not really sure what the intention of the scene was, because mm-hmm. you often don't get that from David, but he
yeah.
and so we were kind of coming up on the scene, and you know, David kind of had, he was doing a lot of the effects himself, and he had some people there helping him out as well, and then a little bit earlier he wanted to order a pizza. And
okay.
So this pizza shows up at some point, and it just kind of sort of timed out where just it shows up right as we're about to film this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought completely unrelated to that. We bring it on over, you know, and David grabs a slice back, and he has a couple bites. I think, okay, he was just really hungry. But then I realized that, no, actually the intention was he grabs a slice, and he kind of mangles it up and he uses it actually as the makeup for this wound. He uses a piece of pizza and just puts in this like gnarly looking wound on Justin Theroux.
Yeah.
Just thinking like, well, his mind's probably being blown right now, like it was, where, and then we just kind of filmed it and it just looked like amazing, like nothing else I've ever seen for sure. But it's just like,
yeah, no,
you know, those are kind of random things you kind of come across every day working with him, so.
Yeah, actually reading a book, I mean, it did sort of make me want to go back and reassess. Yeah, I mean, certain movies didn't really strike me at the time. And he sort of makes a better case for Inland Empire and also Fire Walk With Me, which, you know, mm-hmm. when I first saw those movies, it kind of just didn't really grab me. But I think I'm going to take another look at them and sort of give it another look.
I'm the same way, man. It's like, Fire Walk With Me, I remember that being a real tough watch, you know? And Inland Empire is kind of probably too close to really have much perspective on it, but it really kind of seems like those two in particular are very much, they can be a bit polarizing, where it's kind of like, you know, if you're a fan of Lynch, if you're really a fan of Lynch, you will really love those, because it's like about as Lynch as you can get.
Uh-huh,
But it's also, you know, it's out there for sure.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you've probably seen all of the Twin Peaks reboot by this time.
I have.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think? I mean, I thought like the one episode that really stood out was episode 3, where it was, you know, in black and white.
Remind me, what was in that one?
That one was where, you know, you're in that sort of black and white world, and it's sort of, it reminded me a lot of Eraserhead, in fact. It was so out there. I mean, it was like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was unlike any of the other episodes, I thought. It was almost like, this is just amazing in itself, this one episode.
There's another episode that did that. I think it was episode 8. That was kind of the one where they suddenly, you know, kind of take a hard detour in the middle of the episode to kind of do, like, you know, the origin of evil, sort of, where there's, like, the atomic bomb that goes off and all that.
Right, yeah.
I think a good chunk of that also takes place in that kind of black and white kind of space where the giant now lives and all that. And I wonder if the first place, the first time we saw that world was in episode 3. And, yeah, I totally agree. I saw a lot of... Eraserhead in New Twin Peaks more than anything that I worked on with him while I was there. It was kind of cool to see that get unleashed.
Did you ever have any other cameos in any of his other projects?
I appeared extraordinarily briefly in Inland Empire, actually.
Oh, okay, really?
As a bouncer who escorts Laura Dern's character to her seat in the... in the club that they come to, the I can't remember the name of it now, but where the dancers are, basically. Uh-huh. And it was just kind of, you know, there's a lot of that kind of thing that would sometimes pop up where they would just be like, oh, I think we need someone here, and you just kind of see what was available to them and be like, you, we're going to do this.
You do get a sense.
I feel like almost every PA, like, you know, ended up in that movie in some tiny bit at one point or another.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is sort of, I think he's very sort of, you know, just on the spot, he'll think of things, and that comes across in the book as well. He's also, you know, I guess most people notice about him, he's very involved with meditation. Did he ever try and sort of get you into that, or did you ever think of doing that on your own?
He never did a hard sell, at least not to me. One thing I do remember seeing in the book, because somebody let me know about it, was that I mentioned how basically right after 9/11 is kind of when he became more public about all that. He'd been doing it for years and years and years. But after that, he decided that he wanted to be, he thought that that could be something that he could try to bring to more people, and it could be a good thing for the world. And so at that point, for those of us that are working there, he was like, hey, if anybody wants to do this, I'll cover the cost of it. And so at that point, I jumped in, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great thing. I had no idea kind of what to expect going in at all. I thought, you know, this can be a whole other belief system or something, and it really wasn't. It was just a tool that just kind of helped me stress out less, you know, and kept me a little more sane, and I really liked it for that. I still, you know, I still try to do that to this day. I'm not as regular as I should be, as Dave would probably say, but I like to do it whenever I have the time for it.
I've never had any, you know, like, I guess there are, you know, formal trainings on how to meditate and all that. But I remember when I was in college, I was studying Eastern, you know, I had a class about Eastern religions and, you know, they're talking about meditation. So just on my own, this is a silly story, but, you know, I was in a, you know, they have these sort of private rooms where you could study in the library at my college. So I just went in there, I turned the lights off, and I'm like, now I'm going to meditate, you know, and I kind of just sat there and sort of focused on my breath, and nothing was really happening, you know, maybe it wasn't the best place, I mean, it wasn't total silence, but at one point I did have sort of a flash, a sort of mental flash, I call it, but it was so brief, and I was like, was that it? I mean, I don't know how long you've been doing it, but... Was that something
How did you feel when you had that flash?
It was so brief that I didn't know, was that the thing I was supposed to achieve? And is it supposed to last longer? You know, and then I never really followed up on it, but, you know, I'm thinking maybe I should look into that some more after reading this book because it did seem to have like a real positive result. And I've heard other people talk about meditation and, it might be a good thing just to do.
I think there's something to that. I mean, you know, I, you know, having done it, it's kind of like, you know, we'd say there's good ones and there's bad ones. You know? I mean, I've certainly had plenty of meditations where I just end up falling asleep.
Okay.
I'm so tired. So, you know, yeah. And that happens. You know, and then I've heard from David and others, it's like, it's no problem. It's like, that's exactly what your body needed. And so there you go. But yeah, there are times, I think, where, you know, as I'm sure you've heard David say plenty of times about kind of, you know, trying to dip into the unified field, or, you know, that's kind of how they teach it and view it. And I think that whatever you want to call that, and that's sort of the science they've kind of identified it as, it's, I think, that reaching that in whatever way is kind of something that gives you some kind of, like, yeah, you know, sort of calming, I don't know, it's like a calming jolt, which seems like paradoxical.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
it's sort of something like that, I guess. Uh-huh.
So,
are you flying solo tonight then? Is it, just,
no,
just,
we've got a group of people. Tom was, on Skype earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's on assignment, as they say.
I'm here.
Now I've been joined by my co-host, Dudio, Jason Gore.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Jason?
Good.
Now, do you have any upcoming projects we should know about? You'd like to sort of...
I have, no giant movies or TV shows, but I do have an audiobook that I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Audiobooks are kind of starting to do things where they do like a cast of characters.
Uh-huh.
And so I just did one of these called All of This is True, and it's coming out pretty soon, next month, I believe.
Oh, okay. Who's the author?
It's kind of... the author is Ligia de Peñaflor.
Okay.
And it's, I'll give you the very super quick synopsis. When four Long Island teens plot to meet Fatima Rowe, the elusive author of their favorite novel, they're stunned when she befriends them and invites them into her eccentric life. But then she, and then this is me editorializing, then some of these teens start finding that their secrets and lives they're sharing with this author show up in her next book.
Oh, okay.
And complications ensue.
Oh, okay.
What do you play?
I play none of the teens. I play, so this whole book is kind of done in like interview style. It's kind of cool that way. Basically just kind of keep switching from interview to interview of different characters. And so I play, in a fun little bit of randomness, the custodian at their high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty small part, but basically it's like a total outsider looking in, kind of, you know, crusty blue collar guy who has no idea what's going on. So,
was this the first audio book you've done?
No, I've done a few. This is the fourth or fifth,
uh-huh.
fifth one I think I've done. So yeah, I've been kind of doing a little bit more of that. It's been fun. I'm kind of hoping to do more of those as I go. It's
uh-huh.
a fun thing. Most of my acting has kind of been in the voiceover realm.
Uh-huh.
Doing commercials and video games and stuff, so it's kind of fun to do audiobooks as well.
Now, when they're producing that, I mean, is there somebody who's sort of giving you instructions, I imagine, and
read it again?
Yeah, right. I mean, do you ever have a little, you know?
They are. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Audiobooks. You know, having done commercials and then going to audiobooks, I was kind of expecting it to be maybe somewhat similar. And in a lot of ways, it's a totally different thing. If you're doing commercials, you know, probably just because they're so brief, there's a lot of direction and a lot of, you know, okay, now try this, I try it that way.
Uh-huh.
Let me try a different line and do this. With audiobooks, it's, you know, the text is obviously text, so I'm not going to be messing with that. And they'll stop you at times, you know, if they're like, yeah, you know, maybe try that line again, or, you know, or sometimes if I feel like I could do a line better, I'll stop myself and redo it. But because you're just at such a high volume kind of thing, you know, you're reading so much, it's kind of more of a thing where you just kind of got to lock in and kind of, you know, sort of find.
I think it's a little more
zone and just kind of go for it. So.
I think it's a little more demanding than people think it is. You know, that
I found that to be the case for sure. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I have a whole new respect for, you know, for anybody. And the books I've done one that was like maybe around 300 pages.
Wow.
But most of them haven't been that long, and, you know, for authors or for readers that are doing giant long books, it's like, wow, it's a real thing to hang in there and you know, and
yeah.
do a whole thing where you're trying to really read a book in a way that won't put people to sleep, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is definitely a skill for the real heavy hitters in that industry.
And what type of commercials have you done in the past? Because I auditioned for Dilly Dilly.
For Dilly Dilly.
And I didn't get it. I've never, that was one of the auditions I've gone on where the casting director hated me immediately. And I probably said dilly dilly seven different ways in that audition.
That's all you had to say?
And he was like, I heard it, thanks. And I'm like, dilly dilly? He's like, okay, you can go.
You just kept throwing them at him? Just,
I wanted dilly dilly.
I've got a different take. How about this?
Yeah, I felt something big coming with dilly dilly, and I just wanted on that dilly dilly train. And they didn't allow me to get on.
More, the magic was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have done an itchy question. Let's see. I did Dropbox. I guess is probably the biggest campaign I did. I was for a short while. I was the voice of Dropbox.
Oh wow! We use that here.
That was kind of cool. All right. Yeah. I thought I might get some free Dropbox out of the deal, but no such luck.
not even like 500 megabytes.
I know, right? Like, come on, guys, nothing.
Yeah, a flash drive that says Dropbox.
Yeah,
it's about the perks.
I didn't get any swag. I know it was.
This show is quickly becoming all about the perks tonight. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But I mean, it's funny. But I've done. I did Coke. I did a Coca-Cola spot. It was a weird one because it was like kind of Coca-Cola / Six Flags, and they wanted somebody who could basically sound like they'd been screaming their lungs out on roller coasters all day, and then now their lungs were just raw and they had like no voice.
Nice.
And so it was just, I just kind of tore my voice up for this commercial, and which is, that's probably the reason I booked it, because like nobody else was going to do something that dumb, Like, it's basically what you don't want to do in voiceovers, wreck your voice.
I remember when the band The Walkmen put out their cover of Harry Nilsson's Pussycats album.
Mm-hmm.
The singer, to like mimic Harry Nilsson's voice, would gargle barbecue sauce before every session to kind of get that raw feeling.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And Kristen, my wife, has just joined us, and she gave a good ew on that.
Now, has your character drunk led to any opportunities, or did that get you noticed? I mean, or was it just me?
here and there, there's been stuff. I mean, there's a bit of a Twin Peaks circuit, with fans, that you hear from, and I get sent photos and signed memorabilia for auctions and charity stuff and all that.
Okay, that's nice.
But it hasn't. It has not led to any giant other drunken gigs.
Now I'm going to ask. For my own personal gain.
Okay.
I'm going to work a perk, try and get a perk.
Okay.
Do you have an 8x10 of drunk, that maybe I could get a signed autograph? And
Work the perk, Mike. Work the perk.
I don't. I can work on getting that. It's funny, I've had those sent to me, which is kind of a trip. The first time I had one of those show up, that somebody just kind of did
it. Okay, they did it themselves.
The show, and they kind of printed out a pretty surprisingly good-looking 8x10, and we're like,
Jay, I'm
going to sign it for them. So,
the next time that you get one that someone wants you to sign for charity, just send it to Mike.
Yes.
And
my question for you was, do you have an 8x10 of Mike?
I don't, and I would love to have one of those, especially if it's a drunk 8x10 of Mike.
Oh, no, you don't want one of those. It's too many. Yeah, well, yeah, no. They're out there. If you look for...
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me do a quick Google search.
Yeah.
Well, people have taken pictures of me at times where, it's clear that, I've had a few.
Meeting you randomly at a show or,
I'm not bleeding or, drooling like Jay's character, but, maybe a few more.
Nobody's ever get that drunk. I mean, honestly, the thing I was the most worried about is that people would, would come after me and, try to get me to drink. Which would just,
Drink drunk?
I really actually cannot drink.
Well, I think...
I just got back from a trip to the Midwest, actually, which reminded me how much I can't drink anymore. I was just getting just destroyed, every night by friends of mine that are still there. And
Midwest knows how to drink, man.
I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Do you get recognized, or do you have... Because the makeup is so heavy that it's not, clearly not you, so I mean, I don't know if people recognize you.
You're right. For that reason, it doesn't happen that much. But if I'm at, like, a Lynch event or something, you know, it's a festival of disruption, and I was kind of walking around, and I had, like, two or three people at one point at different times, like, kind of have this, like, light bulb moment. They're like, oh, my God, are you the drunk? And so it was... And that's kind of funny. You're like, wow, kudos to you for recognizing that.
I've never been to the... It's the Festival of Disruption. It's an annual thing?
It is, yeah. It's, I think this last one was, oh boy, I can't remember how many they've done. This might have been the third one, although don't quote me on that. But yeah, and I think they just started doing it in New York now as well, and I think they want to do that annual thing as well. But yeah, they basically, I think it was, I want to say the East, but I don't think that's what it was. But anyway, the theater downtown that they basically kind of just took over for a weekend.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I think I do recall it, and I didn't pull the trigger on going to it, but I'll have to keep an eye on that in the future.
Is it like a PeaksCon, or what is it?
I guess it's a David Lynch. It's a David Lynch con.
Okay,
it's kind of that's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's kind of all, you know, stuff curated by him, musical acts.
Oh wow!
And interviews with various people. It's all kind of connected to the David Lynch Foundation, so there's a definite you know, TM kind of angle to it as well. Mm-hmm. But but yeah, they just do that for two days and two nights, basically. And then he's there on opening night and the last night. And you know, they do screenings of some of his films. So, yeah, it's a whole, like, yeah, like a little mini David Lynch Coachella kind of thing.
Well, Jay, it's been great having you call in again. Maybe, you know, you'll become a regular caller to the show.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Yeah,
we can trade headshots at some point, and
absolutely
keep this going. Again, thank you for calling in.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right,
thanks, Jay. Take care.
Right. Talk to you later.
Come on, Jay.
Bye.
201-332-3484. I think we'll keep this going for a little bit. We'll take a few calls. You want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Mike, do you want a piece of pizza?
I'll have a piece of pizza.
Yeah, do you want a pizza enough right now?
Okay.
Because as soon as. Because as soon as, like, it totally went into David Lynch chat, and you're the biggest David Lynch fan here, so we all just scarfed down pizza while you were doing that. So, 201-332-3484. Hold on a second. Do what?
Was that super loud?
That was not super loud. Okay, you're doing good. You're doing great. How are you, Kristen?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm putting the headphones on.
You're enjoying hiatus. From Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to be on a vacation.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of reading.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You have like a stack of books.
I do. I bought a big bag of beach reads from Barnes & Noble. I spent $95.
There you go.
And yeah, I read Crazy Rich Asians so that I could go see the movie, which I haven't yet. I'm about to.
I hear it's amazing. I do want to see
it. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited to see it.
I read Curtis Sittenfeld's new book of short stories.
Okay.
And that was great. And now I'm on to something else in the Reese Witherspoon book club. So,
wait, she has her own book club now?
Oh, fucking yeah.
Okay.
Can you not say that?
No, you can't. You can't.
I'm used to half-hour
Mike
power.
Mike enjoys it. Mike
I'm
does
used
enjoy
to
when that happens.
Power, sorry.
Well, you can't even do it on half-hour
yes,
power.
Yes, you can. The you rules can't. Are relaxed.
No, those rules are not relaxed. It's still a hard G.
Hard G.
So let's go ahead and go to the phones. Best Show, you're on.
Yeah, hi.
How's it going?
Good, good. I don't have one for the topic.
That's fine.
So you're saying you have nothing you would cut in your body?
Okay, let's go away from that topic. Let's stick to the bar topic. I think there were a lot of people on Twitter. There were some mixed emotions about that second topic. So let's stick to the bar.
I don't think there were mixed emotions.
No, there are some mixed emotions. Trust me on that one. We're going to stick to the bar topic.
People got
to
relax.
People. Going to stick to the bar topic. How are you doing? Who is this?
This is Ollie from Somerville, Massachusetts.
Hey, Ollie.
How is it going in Somerville, Massachusetts?
It's going pretty well. I don't have one for the topic. I feel really bad. I wanted to call in about the whole milk situation from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I might have some insights on that because when I was, like, listening to it, I was like, oh, yeah, this is funny. And I'm like, well, it also sounds really familiar. I wonder what this is all about. I'm like, oh, that's right. It's because my wife says milk.
She says milk.
All the time. My wife says milk. She's from Cleveland, Ohio. and I'm not. And I was like, oh, this will be fun. I'll play this for her. And I was playing it for her. And she's like, yeah, I can't tell the difference. He's saying milk. I'm like, no, he's saying milk. So I was like playing it for her. And we were walking home. It's like a hot summer night.
Right.
And then all of a sudden she screams. She goes, ah. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? She's like, a millipede. And I'm like, oh, boy.
A millipede?
Millipede.
A millipede.
That's adorable.
I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a regional thing, maybe. It's like
it
some
is.
Sort of, like, neurological thing when you're growing up. If you don't hear all the noises because you're in Ohio, then milk and milk sound the same to you.
Yeah, because there are so many filters just randomly happening in Cleveland, Ohio, to keep you from hearing milk correctly.
Yeah, I guess so, but like she can, oh, she also says bagel instead of bagel. So
bagel?
I'm like, I don't, bagel.
Like bagel. Bagel, okay.
Can I get a bagel? Yeah.
I have heard that before.
I've never heard bagel.
I have, yeah.
Is it an Ohio thing? I don't know.
The person I heard saying bagel was from Chicago. So it's maybe, it's a Midwest thing.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I wonder if people from Michigan say that too.
Probably do.
Yeah,
if you're from Michigan
anyway,
and you say bagel, call us. 201-332-3484.
You like sherbet.
Sherbet?
Yeah, well, I grew up saying sherbet.
And it's sherbet.
It's sherbet.
Sherbet. I grew up saying sherbet.
Yeah, she says sherbet too. And I'm like, you mean sherbert. But, I mean, English is not my first language. But, I mean, even I'm like, yeah, that sounds weird.
It's sherbet.
What's your first language?
Sherbet. It is sherbet. It's like Reese's Pieces versus Reese's Pieces.
Oh, I kind of grew up saying Reese's Pieces.
I said both.
No, Reese's Pieces. I grew up saying that.
It depended on the company I was in. If they were going to fight me for saying it one way, I would.
Ollie, what's your first language?
Oh, it's actually this language from this island from Aruba that sounds complicated. It's called Papiamento, but it's like, yeah, it's from the island of Aruba.
Awesome. That's so cool.
How would you say milk in that language?
It's leche.
Okay.
Like leche?
Yeah.
Like leche, yeah. There's a lot of Spanish and Portuguese and Dutch and a little bit of English in the language or dialect, whatever you want to call it. So,
okay.
But even, like, I know, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, oh, this will be fun. And she's like, it sounds all sounds the same to me for my wife. And I'm like, whoa, bully.
Well, thank you for giving us her insight on bagels and milk.
Thanks so much. You guys have a great night.
Have a good one. 201-332-3484. It is just me, Dudio, and Kristen hanging out. I have no idea
where Pat went.
I mean, but Mike, he's on pizza duty right now. He gets his pizza fill.
It's time.
We had our pizza fill.
I know. I had two pizzas.
It's only fair. I had three pizzas.
Oh, my God.
It was delicious.
So good.
So let's go ahead and go here. You are on Best Show.
Hey, Dudio, how's it going?
It's going good. Who is this?
Z-Man.
What's up, man? How are things?
Doing pretty good overall. You know, I just kind of tuned in late in the game, and I heard it was your whole crew there doing it. I didn't catch a topic or anything, but I figured I'd call in about something.
Tom was on for the first hour with us, and that was all he could handle. And he bailed.
I heard the tail end of that.
Yeah, he was like, I'm done. I just can't do this anymore. But, yeah, so the topic that everyone seems to enjoy is, the bar topic is, isn't it, it's, what's the weirdest thing you've seen in a bar? Am I correct in that, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're also including what you've done.
What's the weirdest thing you've done or seen in a bar?
Well, I've barely been in bars. So.
Really?
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
good,
I'm not
for
really
you,
a
man.
Drinker, so.
Stay out of bars.
Yeah.
Just,
never
just
been,
gonna get you.
Never been my scene.
Really? What's your scene?
I mean, you know, just
puppet halls.
Yeah, going to puppet events, Muppet events, and things like that.
Jim Henson. Also,
museums. Never been especially social in that way. It's one of my weaknesses. But yeah, but drinking was never part of the equation. So bars were never something I much got involved with.
Two of our really good friends, Kate and Joe, are getting married on Saturday. It's the Museum of Moving Image, and there's some Muppet stuff there, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's a new, fairly new permanent Jim Henson exhibit. It's really great. If you haven't been there, you should check it out.
I'm really excited.
Go ahead.
I'm really excited to see it.
She was just expressing excitement.
Yeah. No, yeah, it is great. I actually contributed to their Kickstarter where they, like, were trying to, you know, really make sure they did it justice, and then they, you know, they wanted to add some things like, right. They added a secondary goal. So there's, like, a station where you can kind of try your hand at the puppetry with a monitor.
Okay.
And then there's also a station where you could take, like, the blank kind of background character and, you know, give it a set of features with, you know, eyes, nose, mouth, hair, and stuff like that. So that was, like, the extra bump they got. But, yeah, I actually got to go to, like, the opening ceremony thing. Well, not like the one where, like, all the people were there, but there was, like, a special, like, evening with food and, like, talking. And
was it Muppet-themed food?
What was that?
Was it Muppet-themed food?
No, you know, just basic, like, you know, little Lord Derby type stuff.
Okay.
But it was nice, and then, you know, I got to go to the exhibit before it was open to the general public, and, yeah, no, it was really great. You know, I took my family there, and it's a lot of fun. It's really nice, and, you know, a lot of cool stuff. I mean, they have a lot of the original puppets, but there's also more, and, you know, just learning about Jim Henson's overall career. So, yeah, definitely check it out. That museum's great in general. They do, like, regular themed, you know, screenings and even, you know, events with people from, you know, throughout the history of it all. I met Paul Williams there at a Muppet movie screening. Him and Kenny Asher together did the music for the Muppet movie. And a lot of other cool, fun events over the years with, you know, a lot of my friends who are into that stuff.
Do they have David Bowie's codpiece from Labyrinth?
Because
that was a Muppet.
Costumes.
They have his costume?
They have a costume, and they have one of Jennifer Connelly's costumes.
Nice.
As well as some Dark Crystal stuff and, you know, stuff from all the different stuff. You know, Muppets, Sesame, Fraggles, everything is represented, basically.
I was always creeped out by the Dark Crystal. Always
yeah,
freaked me out.
Yeah, I need to rewatch it. I haven't seen it as much. It's kind of like the ongoing debate in Muppet and Henson fandom of, you know, are you a Labyrinth person or a Dark Crystal person, and I fall squarely in the Labyrinth camp.
Now, you wanted to make Tom, myself, Pat, and Mike go see... Wait, is it the Happy Land Murders? What is it called?
Well, this is why I called. Tom doesn't need to go because I don't expect that to happen.
Oh, I'm not going if Tom doesn't go.
Oh, okay. Because I figured if there was some combination between you guys, because, you know, like Mike and Pat saw that one Gotti movie.
Right.
Maybe we could, you know, talk about it on the show.
Another
time.
Muppet film.
Well, it's not technically Muppet. Oh, God.
Yeah. A lot of great Muppet work there.
John Travolta. Yeah. Space, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I will totally go see this. If Tom won't go see this, which I think we could talk him into it, if Tom won't see it, if Mike agrees to go, I will go.
Yeah, I figured it's a meeting of the worlds, you know. I like puppets and Mike likes filth. So it's a puppet filth movie, so it's a perfect combination for us to see.
Mike likes filth. This is
I don't know. My brother H Man, he's in this weekend, so if it can't happen, maybe I'll go see it just with him. But otherwise, you know,
yeah. You
guys want to talk it over, get back to me on, you know, Facebook or Twitter, let me know if
you
we
need
can
to
make
see
it
a
happen.
Matinee. You shouldn't be spending full price on this movie.
You're saying $5 or less to see the Happy Land Murders.
Can you see a matinee for $5 anymore?
I think you can in some parts of Jersey.
Where you go.
Yeah.
You gotta go deep,
theater,
go as far as you can into New Jersey.
Yeah.
See it, maybe a drive-in movie theater so you can just drive off if you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm conflicted because I have a friend who got a chance to work on it, you know, a very young puppeteer, and, you know, he ended up taking a workshop with the Henson Company and then, you know, making the connections and doing, you know, some work on the thing, and I want to support him and just...
Oh, please. We'll all work on things that we're very embarrassed of. That's fine, and support him.
Yeah, this is the thing that's probably going to end your friend's career.
Is he the person that made the puppet ejaculate?
God only... I hope so.
I don't...
Like, hey,
don't know
Reggie, can you get under here and work pump number 3?
Oh, no.
But, you know, and just supporting puppetry, you know, in mass media in general. But, unfortunately, I just have not really liked anything I've seen of it. You know, I'm kind of just, like, half begrudgingly going, like, okay, I'm buying my ticket. You got my ticket sale. But, you know, I want it to surprise me because, you know, everything I've seen in the trailers and ads and stuff, it just seems like, okay, they're doing that whole shtick again. Look, it's puppets. Doing the raunchy stuff, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But haven't you always wanted to see that? Isn't there a part of you, like, deep down inside that you're like, I really would love to see the raunchiest stuff with some of these Muppets?
Ew.
Not especially, no.
Okay, good. See, that was a test, and you passed. You passed with flying colors.
You know, Wally.
Yeah.
We're very on the family-friendly end of the spectrum.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling, Z-Man. Will definitely...
Yeah, keep posted if we can make it happen.
Yeah. I will talk to Tom. I will talk to Mike. Pat already said hell no. He said there's no way no way in hell it's going to happen. He keeps shaking his head. So it might just be us.
It sounds like a hard no from Kristen as well.
Kristen's, I can already tell just from being married to her for years.
I don't have time.
Yeah, she doesn't have time for raunchy puppets.
Gotcha. All right, well, you guys have a great rest of the show and a good night. And
you too.
I'll talk to you later. Take care.
All right, Z-Man. Bye. All right,
bye.
201-332-3484. I think we'll go for a few more minutes and see what's going on. Or otherwise, we'll call it a night. I know we will be doing a best show next week. Tom back in studio. Excited about that. I will not be here next week. We will be away. We'll be down in North Carolina. And that is Hans growling on the mic, if you hear that in the background. And let's go ahead and hit this one. You are on the air. Best show.
Hi. Good evening, Jason. Good evening, Kristen.
Hi.
Hello. Fine. Who's this?
My name is Matt. I'm in Portland, Oregon at the moment. But I am calling because you actually invoked me. You asked explicitly for people from Michigan to pronounce it bagel, and that's been a lifelong curse of mine. The thing is, I'm aware of it.
You so say bagel.
I don't have too much more to add besides
right.
that.
You're just a baggler.
Yeah. You just like bagels.
I just think it's important that people know that some of us know we're saying these things wrong.
Right.
It's like a curse.
Have you ever tried to, like, change it and go to the bagel side, or are you just, you're fine where you are?
Well, I would love to change it. Yeah. I myself would love to pronounce it right. I try to hear things right, and I try to, through the power of mimicry, say them back right. But in the heat of the moment, sometimes it just comes out wrong. My wife is from Wisconsin originally, and she has admitted to being on the milk side of things as well.
Ah,
so
there it is.
Yeah, it's all there.
I'm a vanilla.
Vanilla?
Vanilla.
Vanilla?
Vanilla.
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 Vanilla. Like vanilla.
I have to think to say vanilla.
Vanilla.
It was vanilla. After Van Hagar. It was Vanilla.
Vanilla.
That was when Gary Cherone fronted Van Halen. Okay. Well, I hope someday you can come to the bagel site, but if you don't, who cares?
Live in bagel.
Yeah.
Live in bagel.
It's something to strive for, I will push there.
I got something for the term bagler. Which was, for any Burger King heads out there, in the mid to late 90s, Burger King had a side of the bag, kind of like jokey, funny, sort of well-written.
Like puns on the side of the bag?
No, it was like...
Limericks?
No, it was like definitely someone maybe with a comedy background or something... In an ad campaign for Burger King was like, what if we do these like weird pieces of information on the sides of bags? And sometimes they were actually funny.
Like a Snapple?
Sort of like a Snapple, but almost like
I hate the Snapple.
Sometimes even better written. Not saying that this was like comedy gold or anything, but it really stuck with me as a kid to the fact that I remember it today.
Right.
Where they put a definition, it was a word definition on the side of the bag, and it said bagler. Noun. And it basically described when you order onion rings and like you get a fry in there, or if you get an onion ring in your fry,
right?
Whatever doesn't
like a straggler, but a bagler.
Yes, whenever it doesn't make it, like anything out of the container, and you finish your food, and then there's still some fries at the bottom, and they're all like salty and good from the bag itself.
Oh my god, that's good.
That's a bagler. It is good, right?
I love that.
That's the one that stuck with me.
And that's a treat.
That's what I think of when I think of bagler, or when I heard bagel.
Bagel.
Least the connotations are good then. It might be a completely different thing, but...
Right, sure.
Bagler.
And it's
correctness and everything.
And it's not as disgusting as a belly full of milk.
Ugh.
Milk.
Gosh.
No. Little is.
Yeah.
Little
well, hey man, thank you so much for your call.
Oh, real quick, I've got something sort of topic related to bar thing.
Okay.
If I might.
Go for it.
Yeah, so I went to school in Madison, Wisconsin, and actually the odd thing about this is that
Madison is such a great town.
Madison
is such a great town.
It is.
Oh, yes. Loved it very much. Was there for a decade and then just had to experience milder winters for a while at least.
Oh, I get it.
Yep. Dear to my heart, there's a bar on the Beltline, not anywhere near the campus, or it was kind of on the southern part along the Beltline, and it was actually rumored that David Lynch would go there sometimes. I'm not making this up. There's a longstanding rumor that I never even looked into to confirm or deny. Maybe it's in his memoirs even. I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Hey, Mike, we're going to need you in here on this one.
I'm sorry?
I was just calling our resident David Lynch expert
to see if he knows
anything about this David Lynch bar.
There was a rumor that he had a home on kind of not in Madison proper, but on the north side, I believe, of Lake Monona. So Madison's an isthmus between Monona and Mendota.
Yes.
Anyway, this bar was called Le Tigre Lounge. It might still be there. And I guess the strange thing is not really what you saw there. I could see that being a sort of, it had a Lynchian vibe to it. It was all decked out in tiger stripes and this lighting, and it was also put into a strip mall, which was kind of a strange, you know, it opened in the rear. If you went to the rear to the bathrooms, they were just kind of in a loading dock. It was very strange, but the weird thing about it was that it's not so much what you would see there. It was just that there was a rule where you weren't allowed to swear inside the bar. There was no cursing, and I've never been in another bar where that was a thing.
Well, I can actually chime in on this one. Believe it or not, there was a bar in Bayonne where swearing was frowned upon.
Really?
Yeah, they kind of did not like you cursing at the bar, and they would throw you out if you. I think they'd give you a warning first,
like one warning.
Yeah, like one warning.
Okay,
you know, saying, you know, hey, we don't appreciate that in this bar, and then the next time considering how much cursing I hear in Bayonne,
right?
It's like they must have threw a lot of people out.
You go to the Walgreens and it's just F this, F that, and that's from the pharmacist.
It's ridiculous. I was around, you know, a guy with his kids and he's dropping F-bombs left and right. And I'm like, you know, you can't say anything, you know. I don't have kids, you know. I would have started opening that whole can of worms.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have kids, you know?
Right, right.
You know, so you just sort of like, okay, if there's people that openly curse around their young children, it's bizarre to me.
I probably would.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They're just words.
My grandpa, he was in the Navy, and he, you know, he said it all around me.
I have to, you know, I give my, yeah, both my parents didn't curse. My father, really, I mean, showed a lot of restraint. I don't think he ever used the F word in
really?
My presence.
Same
never.
With my dad.
Same not
with,
once.
Same with
not
you.
Once.
You've never heard him say the F word once.
No, not once.
Can we call him and get him to say it?
I think that was true of my mom up until like a year or two ago. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We got her first F.
Yeah.
A delight.
And I think it was like very liberating for her.
Oh, yeah.
Because she says it a lot now.
Oh. I was going to say, I mean,
I don't
was,
know if she,
was.
She wouldn't say that.
A lot for not hearing it for
more
over 10
for,
years.
A lot for a gentle
me.
Southern lady.
Right.
And well, I say it every sentence.
Yes, I know. We got one tonight.
Does she? Oh, I missed it.
I know. I thought you would hear it. I was excited.
Love the new freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most outrageous thing my father ever said was that, you know, my father wasn't particularly mechanically handy.
Mm-hmm.
And one time he thought, you know, as young children, we were going to be able to help him change a tire. You know, and we never changed a tire.
I don't think I can do it now.
We weren't that old. But we're kind of just sort of hanging in the background, and I guess he was having trouble getting the lug nuts off or something. And he, in frustration, he said, you know, me and my brother was useless as tits on a bull.
Okay.
And we just started laughing hysterically because, you know, it was so out of the ordinary.
Right.
And it was like, then we
were you scared secretly? Like,
No. I mean, but
Dad
then
started down this road.
No, but then we got in trouble for laughing.
Right.
You know, it's so, you know.
Well, he put it out there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I guess we were just supposed to accept that his observation is the truth. And
yeah,
you know,
you were supposed to nod and be like, "Yeah, Dad, it's cold."
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So,
all right, 201-332-3484. Guys, do you have anything that you want to say particularly on the show? Because we're probably gonna end it soon.
You guys want to do Hit the Post?
Do we want to hit the post?
What is Hit the Post?
You guys can hit the post.
That's right. We've never done it with Mike.
I don't think Mike... So Hit the Post is where... Pat, you can explain Hit
sure.
the Post better.
We used to do this on Prove It All Night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I ever had you, Mike, unfortunately, as an in-studio guest.
No,
I should have
no.
all those years.
Uh-huh.
I apologize for that. It's something I would do in studio where we would play a popular song mm-hmm. with like an 8 to 12 second lead in, and then we'd give each other challenges to say, you're a DJ in this market, your DJ name is this, uh-huh. and you have 8 seconds to hit the post, so you have to announce that there's a country rock and roll barbecue and then something strange.
Oh, right,
you have to get all the information out in the time
radio lingo
leading up to the song, and you have to give the call letters, and we'd also uh-huh. try to trip people up with different call letters.
Yeah.
And, I'll hit the post.
Yeah? Should we do a round?
You want to hit the post, Kristen?
Well, you're like a professional. I mean, you've done this.
Yeah.
Well, that's
kind of
why we were whenever they were on, I would do that.
Uh-huh. You know what? I will do it.
Okay.
I will do it.
Okay.
All right, so we got to pick kind of a popular song, maybe something that's out now, and then something classic.
Okay, so what's out now?
What's out now?
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
I think Camila Cabello just won, like what best new artist / song? I don't know.
Okay.
Cardi B won best new artist, but I think like we should do that one song.
What song?
Havana, no,
okay,
no,
that
no.
song. But I think that starts right from the start,
but
right?
It's got to be a radio.
Oh, well, version. I don't know. I can't answer these questions.
See if there's a radio version with a lead. Sometimes there is, as you know.
Okay. I would like to plug my Instagram. I just posted a really cute picture.
Okay, so plug the Instagram.
My Instagram is
Kristen
R. Bartlett.
The second you said plug, I went to reach for the cord and be like, please take it. You can definitely plug in. For a charge.
I just posted something real cute.
Okay, let's not do anything new, guys. I'm not going to find anything.
Let's go with the classics.
Let's just go with the classics.
All right, because that's right. Because the best show audience, this might be brand new for them.
We're not going to waste a Camila Cabello song on.
Let's do "Sweet Child of Mine."
You want "Sweet"? Okay, "Sweet Child,
Sweet Child of Mine" is a great classic one.
You want to go first, Pat?
Yeah, but you guys got to give me the,
Okay, you...
Your name
can
is...
Can I write it down?
Yeah, here you go.
Okay.
Your name is DJ Tutti Fruit.
DJ Tutti Fruit. The market is, Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay.
There is a,
What's the local mascot?
The local mascot is
the Burning Firewood.
The Burning Firewood. And there's also a remote happening, a radio remote. You were on 108.3 The Claw. And there is a radio remote happening at Cellular and More from 3 until 6 today.
If you buy a cell phone, you get a hot dog.
You do get a hot dog with every cell phone.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. 3 to 6 p.m. What is it?
3 to 6 p.m. It's a remote broadcast for 108.9 The Claw at Cellular and More. And if you buy a cell phone, with every cell phone you buy, so you can buy multiples.
You get more hot dogs that way.
You get more hot dogs. So let me know when you're ready.
All right, hold on a second.
Mike, does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
So we're giving you, and then you're going to have to.
Mike is into it. This. We got to give Mike
He's
something.
Probably going to be the best one here.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's always like that.
Okay.
Kristen won last time.
Okay.
I think that I got a pity win.
No, yeah, you did pretty good.
And if anyone has any suggestions for Hit the Post, give us a call, 201-332-3484. You can give us some.
check.
Some information that we need to do.
Could you pop me up a little bit?
I can pop you up
Check, check, check. Hey, hey, hey. Ho, okay. Ho, ho. Okay, here we go.
Okay, that is not the song. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Hit the post. Let's do it. Good evening, Wheeling, West Virginia, 108.3 The Claw's own DJ Tutti Frutti with you. And hey, I want to say go, go, burning firewood! Coming at you from a remote broadcast at Cellular and More. That's happening right now. And it's also happening at 3 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. What you want to do? You want a hot dog? I'll give you a hot dog, but you got to buy a cell phone, baby. Come on down, Cellular and More, 3 to 6 p.m. Remote broadcast, baby. Little Guns N' Roses right now. On the Claw, 108.3. Wheeling, West Virginia knows how to do it. And I want to say it one more time. Go, go, burning what? Firewood.
Great.
Well done.
I was
really,
milking
really
it.
Well
I
done. You really went for it.
I'm not at the broadcast. It's happening, so I kind of flubbed right. That a little bit. But
I will say the only letdown is that you didn't provide the information that I think is necessary. Is that more cell phones equal more hot dogs?
That is
oh,
true.
Yeah.
That is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, you're right. I
did. How did
I was,
you know how much time? Did you say how many seconds you had?
No, left? There's no way to tell.
See, the
I think
with,
you told me.
No, with a song like that, that's kind of embedded in all of our classic rock brains.
Your brains. I don't know that.
What is a classic rock song that would be embedded in your mind, Kristen?
What's a top 40 song from your youth that had a lead-in? Just think about that.
Maybe Britney Spears.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which one?
Oh my God.
What's the first one?
Yeah.
You want Baby One More Time or Toxic?
Baby One More Time has a lead-in, for sure.
Okay.
I think.
Oops, I Did It Again has a good one, but it's quick.
We have to time that one, I think.
Listen, I think you guys are just going to have to give me some more information because I don't know these songs.
Okay, some more information?
I just need to know what I'm working with.
Jubby.
Okay, so you want a Britney Spears song or can I just pick something for you?
You can pick.
Okay.
By the way, I want to say just for radio that Jub was so afraid that Hans was going to eat all her food that he reverted back to shelter mode dog and picked up the food tray, hid it in a different spot, then ate it all.
Aww.
Nice.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. You are Montana Cheyenne.
That's good.
I think
it's a... how about a K station west of the Mississippi?
K-L-L-O-L. K-L-O-L.
K-L-O-L.
All of the light hits from the 90s and the 70s, none of the 80s.
Okay, hang on one second.
But that's their slogan. Oh. All of the light hits from the 90s and the 70s, but none of the 80s.
Okay.
And you have an interview with the cast of The Hills, New Beginnings.
Oh my God, everyone but Lauren and Kristen, the ones that you want.
Right.
Wait, can K-L-O-L stand for light or lighter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's light. It's
so,
like light
the slogan's also keeping it lighter.
Oh, I have three
And that's all you need. Okay?
I'm still writing down this information about the Hills.
I know. It's that's why I missed your more hot dogs equals more phones. Because I was frantically writing. That's why I missed it.
Right. And if you can slip in a more cell phones equals more hot dogs in yours as well somehow, that
would
be
wonderful.
Wait, but
also what song am I doing?
You are doing Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Okay.
That's a good big lead-in, I think, from
I
what
don't
I remember.
Know. I
we'll
don't
find
know.
Out.
Listen, I know the song very well from Mamma Mia 2, which I've seen 2 times.
Right. So are you comfortable?
What's your name right now?
It's Montana Cheyenne.
Okay, that's good. I also would have accepted Melissa Smallerdone.
Melissa Smallerdone?
Well,
that's my co-host.
Yeah.
Hey, question. Yes. It's Dancing Queen, you said?
It is Dancing Queen.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah. There's definitely strings. So
wait, Melissa Seilerstone?
No, Melissa Smallerdone. So it's not Melissa Smalldone, it's Melissa
Mike, you're on deck. Get ready.
Trying to okay. Take this all in.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You need a moment to focus?
Listen, what can you do? I'm just going to... Okay. I'm going to go for
okay,
it.
Okay, there. See, Mike, you heard one. Tom is so let down.
I hope he's asleep.
By
I
everything
hope he's
we're
done.
Doing right now.
I hope he's
Are
somewhere
ready?
Else. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Great. Yes, you are listening to Montana Cheyenne. You are listening to KLOL. That's Light on Lighter. Keep it keeping it lighter. We are the only station that you like to listen to all of the light hits of the 90s and the 70s, but none of the 80s, because we don't need those 80s crap. I'm coming up after this amazing song. You're going to hear an interview with the cast of The Hills. We got everybody. Ah!
All right. How about this? Because you couldn't hit it, Mike, same challenge. Mike gets the same song, and then he has to...
He has all of the information.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I screamed in your ears, guys.
Yeah, can I change my name to Joe Kazi?
You can be Joe Kazi if you want to be
Joe
Kazi.
Well, Joe Kazi's already a DJ.
Well, that's my tribute to Joe Kazi.
Okay.
Can you be Josh Kazi?
Not even a slightly good intro.
There was a lot there. You just got to feel it. How you hit the post, guys.
Oh, my God. I hate this game.
Okay. What about Bill Kazi?
I think that's a little too close, and it's a little too tender emotionally for everybody.
Everybody's trying to move on.
Everyone feels fine that one is done.
Completely.
Would that be Bill Cosplay?
Okay.
All right.
We're going to do this. Are you ready, Mike?
Okay.
He has the benefit of knowing how short this is. I didn't know.
Wait, should we change any other info on Mike?
No. Let him do it.
Cool. Got it.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's Joe Kazi with you tonight at WKLOL, Light or Lighter, keeping it light, west of the Mississippi. All the light hits from the 90s and the 70s, but none from the 80s. We'll be interviewing the cast of The Hills, everybody but LC and Kristen.
Got it. He got it.
Kind of hit it.
There's more. There's more.
You didn't mention
you have to mention the song, and you have to mention your co-host, Melissa Smollard.
Kristen, I'm going to give you another shot.
I can't. I don't want to lose again.
But here's the thing. You can also take, as long, like, find the key elements, hit those, and then if you have to cut some things out, like, it doesn't have to be everything in the same.
See, I believe
breath.
That it has to be everything, and also I don't know the lead ends of songs, guys.
Well, okay.
It's your turn.
Okay.
You're going to have to go.
Mike, great job.
That was very good.
That was a very good hit the post.
Blew me out of the water.
The only negative point was you added the W to the K.
Oh, did I?
If it's a K, it's already its own network.
Right. West of the Mississippi,
it's K.
Stations are K.
We have to make it fair.
All right. Okay.
I think that you can cut West of the Mississippi off of that intro on yours, because that was just me explaining that it was a K station, right?
Here's how we're going to make it fair. This has to be a song that you're not familiar with. And I think it does need to be Camila Cabello.
But it already starts with the song.
We're going to do the other one.
What's the other one?
The new one. Look it up.
I don't even know what it's called.
Pat's looking it up.
No, I was texting.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Well, it has to be a song you don't know.
Okay, give me a song I don't know. That's not that.
Despacito.
Despacito.
Okay.
Thank you, Pat.
Despacito. Oh, good. The AC's off. We can really concentrate now.
Okay, hold on, guys. We're definitely making Podmas.
What is even Podmas on? What is that?
It's on the Laugh Network, LAFF. It comes with antenna TV.
Is that real?
No, I'm making that up.
What if it is?
It's between Home Improvement and Everybody Loves Raymond.
DES.
No, I got it. I don't even know if this is the right version, so that's how interesting this is going to be. Okay, I need the pad.
The pad? Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're all still on this one.
All right, so let's find out how this goes. Where's the pen? We're going to wrap it up after this, guys.
Right. Okay, you're DJ Ernie Five Scoops.
This is ending the show with a bang, I got to say.
Ernie Five Scoops, okay.
And he hopes that you earn five scoops at an upcoming ice cream social.
It is.
He's working in his own name to a radio promotion.
Really? Terrible.
Yeah.
And how about you use more of a radio voice than the radio voice you already use?
Okay.
So, like, just exaggerate even more.
The ice cream social that you're hosting is benefiting Tom Tom Tom, which is the newest Vanderpump Rules restaurant. We found another Tom.
Wait, this is going to be too much info, but...
It's going to be exactly right.
And singing barbershop at the ice cream social are the ice cream socialists. That's what they go by. They're a barbershop quartet.
It's topical. And the host...
Hold on.
It is topical. Wow. I didn't even think about that.
It's K-R...
W-X?
W-X.
It's a hard one to say. That's why I like it.
K-R-W-X.
K-R-W-X.
It doesn't even...
Quirks!
And
okay, that's
no,
it.
No, no, no. You don't have the information about the radio station.
Okay, what else do I have?
It's all of the pop songs that your mom is finally getting around to hearing.
Here's the thing, though, Jason, and you should already know this as a radio pro, seasoned pro. look at that info. Star what you think is important, because I disagree.
I don't think
how big.
If you don't get it all in there, we've all failed.
All right, here we go. Let's do this. I am Ernie Fivescoops.
Despacito Radio, though, because that probably has a bigger lead-in.
No, I'm going with whatever is right here. I'm going to click on Despacito Remix.
Okay.
Because it has more listens to it than the other one.
I just hope it doesn't. The remix, though, sometimes start with...
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, I am falling into this
trap.
Scoops.
Sorry, Scoops.
This is...
Scoops. It's Scoops.
All right. Let's do this. Hit the post. Ernie Five Scoops.
Hey, it's Ernie Five Scoops on WRKRWX. All the songs your mom is getting around to hearing. Hey, I hope you earn five scoops at an upcoming promotion. It's going...
Yes!
It's good.
Yes!
Every situation,
we got him.
And
every hazard, All right, wait.
I have to hear this info. Can we give him a longer... look up
on.
Despacito instrumental. I just want to hear it over this song. It's too funny. It's too funny.
You want it over a Despacito or?
Yeah. See if you can see here. Find the instrumental because
this is clippable content.
It's clippable. Thank you.
Content.
Yes, it's clippable.
These are nightmares.
It's gonna make
people will be studying this at radio schools. And
I think so.
Gary's boot camp.
Okay, this
Gary's
is
boot camp. Gary's.
I don't even know what this is. It's apparently by someone called the Shirtless Violinist.
That's right. That's correct.
It's an instrumental, and here we go.
It's Ernie Five Scoops on KRWX. All the songs your mom is getting around to hearing. Hey, I hope you earn five scoops in an upcoming promotion of the opening of Tom Tom Tom. Yep, they found another Tom. And the Ice Cream Socialists will be there singing... I said parlor music. That's going to be a great time. KRWX.
I think that was good. I hope you feel good about yourself.
I would have felt better with Welcome to the Jungle, but
I know. That's how you have to you have to come outside of your comfort zone.
We hit the post on that one. Let's take one final call and we'll call it a night. Best show.
That's perfect.
That is the final call of the night.
You know, I wrote a one verse parody to Despacito the summer that it came out.
How does it go?
Well, I'll do it real quick because it made my Instagram story and then it got deleted and I don't have it anymore. So I'll do it to the instrumental if you want.
Okay.
And then we'll end on that.
Okay.
Jason's so unhappy.
Wait, I have to remember it real quick.
Pat, what I love is that we
don't even know.
Here's what I love about this. Mike was over it, didn't want to do it anymore. Now Jason is over it, doesn't want to do it anymore.
Best show. You're on the air while Pat figures out the lyrics to his Despacito parody.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's Dan from Bear Valley. How are you?
Hey, Dan from Bear Valley. Where is Bear Valley?
Northern California.
Okay. I was going to guess that.
So I am a real-life ex-alternative rock DJ.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, well, not really, but it's given me the ability to hit the post like a letter to a loved one from a wartime setting.
Okay.
That's nice.
No, I'm not. I wanted to give it a shot, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Let me figure this out.
No, you don't even have to cue anything up. I got it queued up here.
Oh, you do?
What song are you doing?
We got to give you the information.
This is E-Cigs.
What?
So we got to give you the information. So do you have
the information about what?
What
you're going to say hitting the post.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was just going to do it like freehand.
No.
No, that's not
how I mean, because when the mic cracks, you got to, you know.
You got
I want to hear freestyle.
Okay.
I wanna hear
freestyle. Mic overruled. You got the mic overruling. Go for it.
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to check in with Dudio, the risky Mr. Lisk, and Cussin' Krizen, Kristen, in just a bit. But before we do that, I'm going to premiere the new cut from Disturbed, and I'm going to tell you how you can win $101 a day with our Workday Payday throughout the month of Aldo November. But first, off the text line, it's 782-FIST, a request for Desiree and Nampa. It's Lazy Boy with an assist from Greg Giraldo. Underwear goes inside the pants. This is Boise's Pure Rock, 100.3 DX.
Workday Payday was a great app.
Yeah, oh, really Workday good. Payday made me shudder in fear, man.
The phrase that pays.
Hey, what's the phrase that pays?
Workday Payday. Workday Payday.
Yeah. Oh.
Kudos
that. Was very good.
Did your station do the thing where, they offered like a contest where you're like, you'll win tickets to the iHeart Radio Festival. But it was just like a pair of tickets that was being shared between like 100 radio stations.
That's how all radio contests.
Yes. It's the
like,
worst.
Literally all of it. Yeah.
Do you guys think that iShartRadio.com is a site? Do you think it was bought?
Well, you better get on that. Who is that?
I will buy it tonight.
You're going to have to because someone else is going to buy it right now.
I think this gentleman won this competition, BTW.
Yeah, I think you won, man.
You won the right to buy iShartRadio.com.
What I was trying to say in my nervousness is that I'm not bragging about it. I don't want to win.
You did.
But you did.
See,
that's the nice thing, though.
Hey, you awoke something in me.
Everyone's a winner on thebestshow.net.
If you are cursed with working in radio like we are, you're a winner every day, man.
No, but you're doing good radio, not the commercial radio.
Hey, I used to do commercial radio for years.
Clearly, in West Virginia, it sounds like.
Not West Virginia.
Studio country.
There's nothing wrong with West Virginia. I like West Virginia, but I'm from Southwest Virginia.
Hey, what's your favorite online streaming comedy show network?
The best show?
Hey, all right. Hey, thanks for calling, man. All right.
Well, that's a first.
Do you have that was our
I remembered it right away. I would stumble if I remembered it from memory, so I got it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're doing this. Okay, Pat.
And it's the instrumental, right?
This is the instrumental. So we're closing out the show. Best Show will be back next Tuesday with Tom Sharpling for most of it. Mike, do you have anything to end on?
No. I'm good.
You're good. The thing that he hit the post was just like, yeah, I'm done. I'm glad we're in the
group. You killed it.
But you did great. You really did.
That was really good.
Do great. Kristen, anything to plug?
As always, plugging my show FOMO Live at Union Hall. The next one is October 3rd, Wednesday night.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, you ready, Pat?
Yeah. Also, Brick Theater, September 7th, baby. 11 p.m.
Okay.
All right.
And if we're saying that, characters welcome.
Okay, yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's going to be doing this really great show at UCB called Characters Welcome.
Yeah, so it debuts on September 17th.
Yes, the night of the primetime Emmys.
Yeah, at 9 p.m. Or 9:30 at UCB Theater East.
Nice.
East Village. So come on out for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Very happy to be doing that. And as promised, Pat Byrne and whatever version of Despacito he is doing.
It's just one verse, folks. And I want you to remember, take yourself back to the summer of 2017.
It's really hard to.
When this was being played out of every orifice imaginable. You could hear you.
That's
you couldn't avoid it, man. Yeah. It was being played everywhere. If you live in an urban area, especially.
Okay.
Especial.
Pat Burton, everyone.
Here it is.
I'm going to drop our mic so it's just Pat.
Despacito, overplayed from every car that's on the streeto. Makes me wanna bang my head into concreto. I just wanna go ahead and click delete-o. Despacito. That's it. That's the whole thing. Good night, everybody.
closing things off with Eyelids. Slow It Goes.